what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but without them, life is worse. Ha! Huh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, because without them, the media, life is better. Ha! What do you think of that? Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, but probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because without the show, I would be bored out of my mind. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I don't know why you guys would think anything else. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. Now, see, I'm going to do that with the old voice of the radio guy where that originally comes from. Ready? I want to talk faith with you. Okay, there.
That was a lot of gusto.
There it is. You just got to know who that guy is. Actually, Don is the only person who knew who that is in the entire time I've done that. Isn't that amazing? All right, here it is in a nutshell. We're doing weird things like asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. You know, it's like, how does that go? Like, for example, what is something in our lives right now that God wants us to work on, but we're kind of being resistant or even rebellious, like going, what's going on there in our lives? Let's be honest about it and bring it before the Lord. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's just sad. Instead, reach out. Connect with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 63, I'm a companion to all them that fear you. And so we come before the Lord as brothers and sisters. We're going to lay down at this time the denominational strappings and just say, you know what? We are going to hang together because, as Ben Franklin said, because if we don't hang together, we'll certainly hang separately. So bottom line to this process is reach out to us. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, let me give you a little secret. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like feeling the safety when you have just driven through a ton of rain.
Sounds like you did that, Dave.
I have a very good experience with that process, and probably will have so again today, as we can tell. You can also, by the way, text us if you don't want to call us. It's easy to do, and nobody will say anything to you. Maybe. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here we go with the professional voice. 214-210-8483. So you can do that, or you can email us. You can do that too. David@hemustincrease.org. Not, hey, I don't want to hear from this guy anymore. Changethechannel.org. It's just David@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you, as we always do. There is, the new contest, with new information, on the website, under the contest page. 7 clues will be offered in this process to win the book by Josh McDowell. And it is a great book. And he's not only a great person to interview, he's written great, great, great material. The first clue will be coming today. Woo, baby. That's the contest information. We will give you help on the first couple, but on the last two, you're going to have to really listen to the show. Additionally, don't forget these two things. On Friday, we're going to be interviewing Tanya Magnus from Choose to Soar. We have no idea what the interview is going to be about. I'm kidding. We're going to talk about her ministry. We're going to talk about the mission that she has. We're going to talk about her testimony, what the Lord's brought her through. We're going to pray. We're going to pray over her. We're going to bless her. And if you feel in your heart moved to give and to support their ministry, great. And if you just want to pray for them, great. And we just want to support them. They are committed to helping women. It's a ministry for women, by women, to help women draw closer to the Lord and do the things he has in mind. I don't know how you can argue with that at all. Finally, under the speaking updates, Lake Murphy Baptist Church, that'll be happening July 2nd. So for those that you want, oh, by the way, I'm supposed to ask you what your shirt size is. What is your shirt size?
Since I lost a little weight, probably 1X.
1X. Yep. I'm 19X. Don't give me that. anyway, so 1X. You hear that, Rosalind? Okay, so anyway, that's going on. So try to make plans to come out and see us. Say hello. If you've never had a chance to say hello to us, that'd be great. And then finally, we want you to give. If you can't, don't worry about it. If you can, that's great, because giving helps us do the show. Yes.
I mean large, Dave. I'm sorry. Large.
Yep, you meant large, right?
Just
a large.
Regular
not
large.
An extra large, right? Correct. Just a large. All right, Rosalind, scratch that. Extra large. Make that a large. Thank you. Again, on the giving, did you interrupt our giving process?
I did.
Our begging?
God loves a cheerful giver.
There you go. He helped us get back to it. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
This is clue number one. Get ready for clue number one. You got to write these down, by the way. Clue number one, where is the basement? Where is the basement? That is clue number one. You guys are thinking, what does that got to do with anything? Nothing. I'm just telling you right now. Where is the basement? Clue number one. It's going to be written down. There are seven clues. The winner will get the book. It's just that simple. Okay, we're not making it complex. Don't forget about your June buddies. June buddies, because this is the month of June. You're supposed to listen. And when people call in, people either on the fill or somebody who calls in to answer a trivia question or ask for prayer or anything that's going on, anybody we talk about, anything along those processes, anything you get from the show, if it kind of like goes ding in your brain, you should pray for them through the month of June, just asking the Lord to bless them, help them, encourage them, strengthen them. It's a way for us to be committed to one another. And please don't forget to be praying for your lost family members, because they're lost and they need Jesus. So be praying for them as well. We are going to fire right into Psalm 37. So I hope you guys are ready for it, because this is one of my favorite psalms. So let's just read it and then I'll explain it and we'll go from there. I know every psalm is your favorite psalm, Dave. Kind of. It depends on where I'm at and where my walk is. All right, Psalm 37, this is verse 1. I believe we're doing this out of the New King James for those who are wondering. Do not fret because of evildoers. Boy, is that appropriate. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. So let's take the first part and get into this. In Psalm 37, the reason that it's one of my more precious psalms is I pray this psalm daily in my devotions. Not all of it, but four verses out of it. So the first verse is calling for us to maintain an awareness, listen, in order not to lose our cookies. What does that mean? Well, that means that the stuff that you hear that's going on and the stuff that you see and the everybody walking around like a chicken with their head cut off, that whole thing, you can't let that stuff, you can't let that bug you. You can't let that drive you. You can't let that be your saturation point in your existence. The first verse is calling us to maintain an awareness that God is in charge. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't seem like it because it's not happening the way I think it should happen.
Yeah, I got that. But he is in charge. He's never failed to be in charge. He will never fail to be in charge. And we never need to fret because of evildoers. How many evildoers are there? In every category you can come up with, there are evildoers, even in the name of Christ and in churches. So don't be, you know, goofy about that. They're all over. But you never need to be fretting because of these people, and you never need to be envious. Because these people, it might seem that they're skating along in life, but that is not the case. In fact, the truth of the matter is that they're going to be cut down like grass, and they will wither away. In a certain sense, you can almost feel sorry for some of these people because they do not realize that everything they're pouring into this life will not assist them in the next life. This will be all they have. And even with that framework, they still have tremendous ups and downs. They have nothing that is wonderful, eternal, fantastic to look forward to, and that's a drag. So I want you to be aware of what David is saying right off. In fact, when you do a subtitle on a psalm, in this particular subtitle, it says it's the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. Because what's going to happen is people fret because other people, they're doing these evil things and they're getting away with it. And everybody's like, going, they're getting away with it. This is not good. And nothing ever happens to them. But they're going to be cut down like grass. Have you ever mowed a yard? Have you ever watched somebody mow a yard? Have you ever walked by, driven by, seen anybody in the universe mow a yard? That top part of that grass that gets cut and shot into the little bag or shot back as mulch or whatever, that's what it's going to be like for the evildoers. They're going to be cut, chopped up, and dumped. You think, well, that's just mean. I didn't write this. They're going to be cut down like grass. They're going to wither as an herb that's separated from where it comes from, and it just dies and has nothing. That's what's going to happen. You don't have to be envious because you might be looking at them thinking, they're getting away with so many things. It just doesn't seem right. I got it. I feel you. I think that's true. On the freeway, I think it's true in life. That happens often. Guess what? It's not the end of the world until God says it's the end of the world. And while you see things and maybe don't understand that there's a greater plan involved, you can still trust God that he is in charge. First line, don't fret because of evildoers. Don't be envious of the workers of iniquity. They're soon going to be cut down like the grass. They're not going to have a very nice eternity. You are. That makes it a little nicer. The next verse is just lights out as we get into this. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family Trauma Specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. Until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly. And that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why that. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our first trivia question. Now, these turned out to be really tough a couple of days back. I'm hoping it doesn't go that direction again. In which chapter of Acts is the conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus? In which chapter of Acts is the conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, I'm hoping that you guys will recognize that it's in the book of Acts, right? 28 chapters in the book of Acts. Got to be in there somewhere, right? Where is the conversion of Saul? You want to think about where is that in the book of Acts? You kind of need to know that. No, you don't kind of need to know that. You need to know that. That's something that you do need to be aware of, especially the process of his salvation and how God changed his entire life. And even yet today, that change is impacting your life right now. Let us go into our DNA, which we love to do. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that you have breath would be a day to spend some time with the Lord. So some people want to know, does it have to be like, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes? No. If you say, well, Dave, what would you suggest to try to start? Because I haven't really done that before. Great. Here's what I tell you. Take 5 to 10 minutes every single day. Separate yourself from the entire universe. Close everything else out that's possible and talk to God. And do that every day for a week. In fact, you know what? Do that every day, a Monday through Saturday, okay? Because you go to church on Sunday, and see how your spirit does. See how you do, okay? So it's a test it and prove it, right? Draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say as they attempt to make everything that Jesus had to say wrong. And again, I've been arguing with you guys for a while. Not arguing with you guys, but telling you for a while. Arguing with others, I should say. This is not about free speech in the end game that they're all trying to struggle with. This is about banning the Bible. This is about outlawing the Word of God. That is what Satan's tactic is. It's not that. It's not even that clever. It's just what's happening. You just have to see the end game and what's going on here. Can't preach about this. Can't preach about this. We can't preach that Jesus is the only way. Hey, Jesus is the only way. Sorry. You don't like it? Take it up with him. I didn't say it. He did. Okay. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. That just means you. It doesn't mean that you're like you're never taking care of your own stuff. That's not what it means. It means that you are just aware of other people's stuff too. That you're just like in touch or in tune. When somebody tells you something's going on, when they've got an event taking place, they've got something happening in their lives, you think about that too and not just your next thing. That's what it's talking about. And then if it's heavy for them, you help them carry it by praying. Join them in their struggle by praying for them. If it's something you can rejoice in or that's a blessing for them, you get to rejoice in it. That's just awesome. That's just a benefit. But it will help your life immensely to be in tune with other people as well. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A. Always be ready to serve. Okay? All right. Straightforward, folks. Here's your trivia question before we get back into the text. In which chapter in the book of Acts is the conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus? Again, knowing that helps you understand that guy's salvation has impacted you now, 2,000 years later. You read the Bible? Oh, okay. There you go. It's like, wow. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the Psalms. I love saying that. Back to the Psalms. Psalm chapter 37 and verse 3. This, I want this so bad. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. It's just like, okay. So to dwell in the land has a little bit to do with inherit the land. It kind of has to do with the promise that was made to Abraham. Kind of has to do with I'm going to give you this land kind of thing. That's where that's connecting. I think that's cool. I just don't think that's the coolest part for me. It is cool for other people. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. So I've shared with you guys before. I'll do it again. I had this dream when I was pastoring that I was preaching, and in the church, the church stage was, instead of a circle, it was like an X. And at the end of each X, or the end of each part of the stage, was the crowd. So the crowd was in the north, south, east, and west, okay, as opposed to a circle. It was north, south, east, and west. And in the dream, I would turn to them, and I would list all these things in one section, and then I could say, but I would say, and what's the answer? And in the dream, they would shout back, trust the Lord. And then I'd go to the next section. I'd list all these other bad things. And I go, and what's the answer? And all the people would shout back, trust the Lord. And then to the next section, same thing, trust the Lord. And the last section, same thing, trust the Lord. And then everybody together, what is the answer for everything you're facing that you don't understand, that you remotely understand, or that you don't need to understand, or that you want to understand, or you're just trying to figure it out, and you're trying to, what is the answer to all this stuff? Trust in the Lord. Trust in him. Now, you know what it means to trust? I'm going to give you a kind of a functional definition. To trust in the Lord is to lean. You lean on the Lord. We've talked about this before in other texts. You put all your weight against it, and you lean, and it supports you. Trust in the Lord. and do good. Remember we did that thing about everything you need to know you learned in kindergarten? Do good. Don't do dumb things. Don't do bad things. Do good things. That's a good thing. Dwell on the land. It has a sense to enjoy the inheritance that God has given you in the land. But this is the part I love the most. And feed on his faithfulness. So this is where, verse 3 is where it starts to really hammer in on this psalm some of these great truths of David's connection and his passion for the Lord. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in his land, and feed on his faithfulness. It tells you something about the food that King David ate. He ate, lived, breathed, drank, slept, walked, ran, fought, talked, and thought in God's faithfulness. It's like, wow.
That's really good. That part.
Wow. This is, I'm going to do that again because it's just so, like, it's so out there, right? This is what he did. He ate, lived, breathed, drank, slept, walked, ran, fought, talked, and thought in God's faithfulness. Living at the forefront of his thoughts is God's faithfulness. Now, if we did that in life, life wouldn't be that bad. It'd be a lot better. Literally, feast on the faithfulness of God. Because if you do, you will have a better life. You want a better quality life? Start there. Start right there. Because he has never failed you. Not even once. Okay? All right. Answer the question, in which chapter of Acts is the conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus? And the answer is chapter 9. That's kind of an address you guys should know. So I'm going to encourage you to know that. Chapter 9. Look it up. It's good for you to read it and know it. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand the skill,
can't stand the shame. Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local, and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody, look, and I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. I just, when you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. There's a whole teaching on, that's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is. God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. Believers. Good believers. Great believers. Fantastic believers. Lousy believers. Believers. And everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. That doesn't. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know. I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is that sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought because God was bragging about him and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.